guys. Welcome back to The Soft Spot.
I'm Meg Malloy.
I'm Julian McCullough. I don't know why I sang that intro.
I don't either, but I liked it.
Oh, did you?
I kind of feel like it should be our new intro music. Welcome to The Soft Spot.
Welcome to The Soft Spot. I put my own reverb in there.
Yeah, maybe we should remove my sexy whisper and put your sing-song whisper in.
Blasphemous.
No?
No. We are...
It makes me feel weird every time my dad says he listens to an episode, knowing just beyond all of the poop and wiener stuff that I say, that he hears me whispering that in a sexy voice is weird.
It's been over a year. And I think we're open to a new theme song. If you guys have any ideas for a
are you a
theme.
Musician?
Yeah. Or a whisper master?
Yeah. Are you a beatboxer?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really good at sampling 80s jams?
Are you Mark Ronson?
Because
we are taking submissions.
We're open to submissions.
Yeah. So summer's coming.
Yeah. We're also open to submissions for where... Should we vacation?
That's true. It's going to be, summer's almost here, but it's early enough that you can still plan it.
Yeah. What kind of vacations did you go on when you were a kid?
We never went on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
I think we went on.
I feel like you told me that. That is so
we went
sad.
One time we drove down to Disneyland from San Francisco and I never forgot it. It was amazing. Found out later that my grandfather was like, to my parents, was like, you guys, here's some money. Take the kids somewhere.
Oh, wow.
So, but I didn't know that until I was an adult. And we went to Disneyland.
My grandparents were like, do you guys want to go on a vacation? Great. We're all going on a cruise to places where we want to go.
Oh, you poor things.
And if you want to come. And it was always like these super like geriatric cruises. Yeah.
Probably my kind of live band though.
Yeah. I don't want to like shade any specific cruise lines, but you know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Not totally catering to the kids. There were a couple of ships we went on where we were literally the only kids there.
Yeah.
And my parents were like, if you want to keep doing this cruise thing, maybe we should... go with a more family-friendly situation.
Yeah, geez, really? Only children?
It's really sad when you're in like a formal dining room and it feels like the ghosts of the people that died on the Titanic. It's literally just people that are knocking on death's door.
And the only kids there look like they snuck in on the lifeboats.
And I remember thinking pretty frequently throughout the trip, like when I'd be on the elevator with a couple of old people, I'd be like, what if one of these dudes just like... keels over in this elevator and I see him die and we're out in the middle of the ocean and there's nothing I can do about it and I'm stuck in an elevator with a dead body on vacation.
Yeah, that would
and
be
I'm 9 years old.
Horrific. Turns out it's not just a stairway to heaven, you can also take an elevator. That sounds horrific that you were stuck in elevators with people over 90.
Yeah, but it was also cool because, you know, vacation. Mm-hmm. It's cool. When you get off the ship, the old people all stay on the ship because really they didn't come to like stop in any of the ports.
They didn't come to explore new cultures.
No, they've already seen it all. And they literally just came to sit at the buffet.
Right.
And just
the only culture
play
there
solitaire with each other and just eat nonstop soft serve.
The only cultures they're experiencing are probiotic yogurts.
Yes. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a good one.
That one snuck up on me.
It was. Yeah, well.
Wow. Okay. Anyway.
So those were the only vacations you went on? I know you went on a bunch more than
that. No, we went on other ones. We went on, like, you know, some more exciting ones. But the cruises, the first couple of cruises we went on were definitely, like, super geared at old people. But my parents in general were like, cruises are good because it's a contained place in the ocean. What's the worst thing that could happen? And
never let go.
Because they essentially had an army of children. There were four girls, which
you're like Charlie's Angels plus Maddie.
Yeah. And we were all just, I don't know. I guess they just didn't want to do the work of chasing us around.
Well, four young kids is a lot.
And now that I used to be like, you guys are so lazy. Why are you taking us on another cruise? And now I'm like, I totally get it.
Yeah.
I don't want to take our kids anywhere.
Right.
I don't want to watch them at the grocery store. So why would I want to go to a nice resort and pay money to watch them in like Mexico?
Right. Or you could, yeah, I guess you take them to the Grand Canyon because that's kind of self-contained. You just throw them in there and then they can't get out.
I don't think I'd want to go to the Grand Canyon.
No?
No.
It would freak you out.
I'm freaked out by that. Yeah. I'm not especially scared of heights, but I don't know.
But that's like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's like a vortex to hell or something. Like yeah. That's a big, that's a big drop.
Oh, Colorado, you mean?
Yeah. I'm just like not interested.
If I saw like a whale swimming in the Grand Canyon, I would never sleep again. Those are like my two biggest fears. They're the two biggest things.
Big things.
Big
yeah.
Things. One big thing and another big thing. Forget it.
Yeah. That would be pretty upsetting.
Yeah.
What's your like dream vacation? I keep looking up my dream vacations and realizing they're expensive as hell.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You mean you have dream vacations, then you look them up and realize.
And then I'm like, maybe I need to scale back on my dreams a little bit. Yeah.
One thing that always stuck in my head, and I'm just starting here. This isn't it, but there was an issue of Architectural Digest from the 90s where they did David Bowie's house in like some, I forget the islands, but they're the kind of islands where like, you know, only people like David Bowie can afford to go there.
Because he owns the island probably.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
And so his house was like perfectly integrated into the island to like you walk through the living room and it's just like the stream is going through the living room and have to step over stones with like real fish swimming through your house. And I remember looking at that place and being like, if I want to go to a tropical place, like that's amazing. It looks like Swiss Family Robinson,
right?
You know, like so something like that, like
but bougie because yeah.
So I want to say Bora Bora, but I have no idea if that's what that looks like.
Probably something like that.
It started with an M. Mall something.
Maldives,
maybe.
I don't know. It's really such a bummer to look up flights, because once you look up the flight and you're like, oh, that's a cool $2,000.
Yeah.
Where am I going to sleep? On the floor of the rainforest?
You're there.
It's like crazy being an adult. And now I totally get why my parents were like, all inclusive it is.
Yeah, exactly.
No hidden costs.
Mm-hmm. Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
So what are these dream vacations that you... Or do you want to talk about your dream vacation or do you want to talk about a realistic vacation?
I would even go somewhere nearby if it was to like a fancy place where I got to like wear mud masks on my face and have people like slap me with palm fronds. Yeah, those things.
Yeah.
You know, all the spa stuff really interests me. I really want to go to Iceland. I really blew it by not going in the 11 years that I lived in New York. And it was literally just like a 2-hour flight or something. Mm-hmm. I went one time. I spent like 6 hours at Reykjavik, but didn't quite have enough time to explore.
Yeah. I met somebody from Iceland one time and I was like, do you know Bjartur? And he was like, yeah, we all do.
Yeah.
There's 40 people in Iceland.
While I was sitting there, it was when I was pregnant and I was like pretty sick and out of it. And I was just watching all of the employees at the airport. They're like all friends or they're all related. And it was just crazy that they were all like high-fiving each other. And they're like little elfin people. They're not tiny like elves, but you know what I mean? They're just like so happy. It doesn't feel real.
Right.
And I was like, wow, this place is so wonderful.
There's no,
also,
like, IDs
they eat
or
like
money.
Fermented penguin, which is that's a tough thing to get over.
Did you try it?
No, I was just in the airport.
Oh, I didn't know if they serve it at the airport.
I paid like $12 for the worst piece of pizza of my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They didn't serve penguin at the airport?
No, but I heard that they like bury penguins and let them ferment for like 200 days. And then they're like, ooh, have some penguin sausage. And it's like a delicacy.
Can you imagine checking it after 150 days and being like, not ready.
Not quite there
yet.
Doesn't
look gross enough.
Yeah.
I've heard about that. And they actually, the best tasting ones are when you can get the two penguins that were meant to be together for their whole lives.
Oh, for sure.
And you bury them next to each other.
Yeah, I love that. I'm also a little pissed at two of my sisters went there on vacation. I definitely wasn't invited, but
I remember that. That was so messed up.
Yeah. Well, Maddie, Meredith. Yeah.
Well, now we're going to go and not invite them.
Yeah, I don't think they care if I don't invite them.
let's see. Oh, I've always, since I was a kid, I've always wanted to go to Spain. I've never been to Spain.
Yeah.
And it sounds like my kind of people.
I love a tapas.
Yeah.
I love the...
I love a nap.
I love a small plate all day long, just mm-hmm. grazing. I'm a grazer. I'm not a meal eater.
Right.
I like to graze all day, and I love a nap. I love the idea of people just not working for several hours during the middle of the day. That speaks to me.
I love the idea of eating dinner at 9 p.m. until 1 a.m.
I do too.
That's a good one.
I do too.
No wonder you're napping.
Yeah. I really feel like my biological clock
mm-hmm.
sort of runs on like Spanish time.
In high school, I was like, my dad was telling me about Spain, and I was like, that sounds like what my body needs.
Yeah, exactly.
Spain.
Just what the doctor ordered. I just need to move to Spain.
So I think we need to go to Spain. I wonder how many days you need to go to Spain
to really feel like it. I think if you're gonna go all the way across motherfucking ocean,
mm-hmm.
you better give yourself plenty of time while you're over there.
Well, what I was reading, I just remembered because I did look this up recently. It's you want to do like 4 days in Barcelona and 3 days in Madrid, and like go a little bit like around those places,
mm-hmm.
but that's like enough, like 7 days.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just want to eat a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm picturing olives. I feel like there's a lot of olives.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of olives. I also think there's a lot of seafood and like meat,
mm-hmm.
which...
we're saving money there.
Yeah. I'm such a cheap date.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of arrogant dudes that you'll for some reason want their approval.
I know.
So that's fun.
I could see that happening. I could see myself arriving in this nation and being like, I came to carve out.
Yeah.
And then looking around and being like, oh, everyone's judging me and this feels
right.
like a runway.
I'm thirsty and it's not from these olives.
Exactly. But I don't know. I've been to France many times and everybody being beautiful and thin and hot never mm-hmm. stopped me from gaining several pounds every time I went there.
And that's what I love about you.
Yeah.
Is that you do you.
I'm doing me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to not eat, but mostly I want to eat.
Okay. Here's, let's just mix it up a little bit before we get to our guest. If you went on vacation somewhere that would a little bit scare you,
mm-hmm.
where would you go for that?
Ooh,
would you want to go to be challenged?
A little bit scare me. Mm-hmm. Like nature scare me or like cartel scare me?
Well, that can be a one-stop shop.
Yeah, I know. I feel like that's too real right now.
Yeah.
So I'm not even gonna play with that idea.
You're like nature scare me or like Berlin nightlife scare me?
I think I'm going to go with Berlin nightlife.
Okay.
Yeah, I would probably want to hit like a 24-hour rave.
Like a nihilist bar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. totally.
Okay.
Fully clad in leather, black lipstick, and just abandon who I am and become someone else for 24 hours.
Yeah, zombie Lou Reed is like walking around the bar.
Yeah, totally.
He's the shot girl.
Yeah.
Mine would be, I would say South America and like hike into like the jungle with a guide.
Damn dog, you never saw Narcos, did you?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
I guess
know what's
that's
there.
The kind of danger you want to flirt with, huh?
Well, I wonder, you know what they should have? They should have a band or something you can wear that proves that your family doesn't have any money. And then the cartels will leave you alone.
That's funny.
Right?
I have ID. I'm poor.
Yeah, look,
you could kill me and no one's going to care.
No one will care.
Has anything to offer you. My life is literally not worth anything.
In fact, are you guys hiring? Because I will gladly help you steal the next American.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if they hired a comedian to lure people? I'm going to tell you jokes and lead you into the jungle. And then we're going to hold you for ransom and come after your family for a lot of money and shake you guys down.
Yeah.
That's a funny job idea.
The Yelp review would take a turn.
Yeah.
You know,
like,
this guy was great. He was informative. He was funny. And then he sold us to the cartel. we have a great guest today.
Yeah.
Very excited to get to her.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Her name is Emma Willman. She is a comedian. She has a great podcast.
She
has two great podcasts. Well, one of them's like, whatever. And then I'm kidding. I don't even know which one. No, she has two great podcasts.
Secret Keepers Club and Inside the Closet.
Right,
yes.
With Mateo Lane, mm-hmm. who I know also. Mateo Lane has, a land will attest, a perfect body, right? a mustache, a perfect face. He can sing like opera style, like level.
Wow.
And he's an actor and he's funny. It's like,
some guys get all the luck.
Yeah, I feel like God had a bunch of scraps left over and just shoved them all into this guy. Wow. It wasn't fair. Yeah. That's
good for him.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Emma's his co-host. And she's great at it. No, she's great. We hung out with her in Vegas when we were doing the Comedy Cellar. She's very funny. You guys are going to love her. We kind of go all over the place, but we loved her honesty.
Yes, she's great.
Mm-hmm.
If you've made it through our vacation talk, you're going to be rewarded.
Hi, Emma.
Hi.
Hey,
thanks
how you guys
coming.
Doing? Thanks for having me.
You look so cute.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah,
is cute okay? Can I
Please.
Call you cute?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'd love to get called cute.
Yeah.
Thank you. I've
that
been working on it.
That sweater is so cute.
Thank you.
What does that say on it?
I'll tell you. So I've been getting really into, I call them luxury sweatshirts.
Oh.
Where it's like an expensive sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Because I was like poking around and there was like, I got this sweatshirt that was like $100 and I kept getting compliments on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought a sweatshirt for $200.
Oh my gosh.
Dang.
Went to return it, but I couldn't because I fucking got makeup all over it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So no, that was too much.
Whose makeup was it?
It was mine. No exciting story. I'm just a slob. I can't dress myself. but this one I got. Yeah,
that's
this
a Hilfiger.
This is a Hilfiger.
Yeah.
I got
nice.
It at Macy's.
Nice.
40% off. But yeah, I'm very happy with that. I just need to like not get shit all over it.
It's like a, what's that painter that does that?
Yeah, it's like
Mondrian.
Mondrian.
Ooh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fancy. Yeah, bright block colors. And you look great too.
I love a color block situation.
Me too.
I'm really into it.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's good. And you're wearing your Bernie to the Future.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even catch that. You
yeah.
You're hoping he goes for it again?
I love Bernie.
Yeah.
I was so, so hardcore Bernie last time around. And I love him. And there are some really other good candidates. We have more good ones to choose from, I think, than ever before. So
yeah.
That's great.
You think he could do it?
I think he could do it. I do.
I think the country's pretty pissed off.
I think everybody's pretty mad.
I mean, remember when we thought Trump couldn't win because that would be ridiculous? So what now?
I feel kind of like anything's possible.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because also living in, I mean, but the truth, because living in New York or LA, like we are totally out of what general America's thinking, but then also those comedians, we're traveling all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know why I was so shocked, because I see the country, like there's places where it's like,
you
yeah.
see who actually lives here.
Totally.
I remember the moment when I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was driving, I think I've told this on the show,
where
have
you,
I?
Were you in New York or LA?
I was in Iowa.
Ooh, boy.
I was
you
doing.
You texted me and you were like, turn the TV on.
No, not that.
Oh.
No, I mean, when I knew that the election wasn't going to be a given for Hillary.
Oh.
I thought you meant as the results were coming
in. Oh,
yeah. No, I mean, way before that.
What
I
did
was
you
in,
see?
It was when we all thought Trump was a fucking cartoon.
Right.
And there was no way, right?
Yeah.
And then I was driving from one college in Iowa to another college in Iowa.
Oh, boy.
To perform. And every farm had these, like, when I say giant, it doesn't even begin, because it's so flat and
sure.
huge out there.
Just
that, you know,
vast.
Just, so they had these banners that were like
Trump crop circles.
Yeah, basically.
Just like everything.
I mean, we're talking like a 200-foot banner that just said Trump. And I saw like six of them on different farms.
Wow.
And I was like, it was the passion that it took to make that.
Oh my God.
That I was
yeah.
like, oh God, what is going on?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's dark.
And that's when I was like, oh, something, this could possibly
Something's
happen.
Brewing.
Yeah.
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 Yep. Yep. Yep.
But luckily he didn't win and everything's fine now.
Right. Things are good. well, you're vegetarian.
I am. Yeah. I wouldn't make it into this country at this point. I
right.
don't drink and I don't eat meat.
I know.
They'd be like, go back to where you came from. So.
Yeah.
Go.
For sure.
Yeah.
You definitely notice it though. Because now
yeah.
I'm thinking about it from the last time I saw you when we were in Vegas. You definitely look different.
Because I look weak and boring.
No, you look like healthy.
You have good blood pressure.
Yeah.
And no issues with, you know, water retention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's a little less obvious that, never mind, I'm not going to make that joke.
Okay.
Now I'm so curious.
I feel like I should be relieved,
yeah.
but I don't know.
Okay. So you're doing luxury sweatshirts.
Doing luxury sweatshirts, and then I started at Accutane that's helped my skin out a little bit, and I'm not drinking
yeah,
too.
You look nice.
Thanks.
You're glowing.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. You're working out?
Well, I started, but not enough recently that it would, like, you would notice it. I started.
Well, you live in New York,
so
right?
So we're still taking your word for it.
So that's kind of a workout.
Right, yeah. Walking around, not losing my shit probably burns a bunch of calories because I'm like, don't get mad, don't get mad.
Blocking all those feelings of compassion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just keeping hate alive takes energy. But I did start working out. I started boxing every now and then, and then that's been good because I want to look.
That's
I want to
get good.
Yeah,
right. We're just randomly.
I love boxing. Yeah. I did that for a while in New York.
I want to stick with it.
What a release!
It's a I want to stick with it because I want to get. I want to like. I feel like I want to just like look better.
Yeah,
you know, it's competitive out there.
Mm-hmm.
I see all these, especially you know, entertainment. You see all these people popping up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah. It used to be if you were nobody had to be attractive in comedy.
Nobody had to be it was shunned.
And then now it's like,
what the hell's
it's so
going
competitive,
on?
You know?
What's going on? Why? And everywhere I look. And it, not that this is necessarily my competition, but everywhere I look, there's another boyish lesbian popping up. It's like the lesbian Hunger Games. That's what it feels like. Everywhere I look, there's another one. Boom.
You're whack-a-mole and boyish
lesbians.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I started seeing that. I scanned around. I said, God damn.
Oh, man,
I got a box.
Take it to the next level.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Get some luxury sweatshirts.
Got to try to look as cute as hell as I can.
Say, all the up-and-coming comics look like they could also be MMA fighters. They're like boyish lesbian MMA fighters.
They're getting bigger and butcher, so I'm taking a hard left. I swear to God, I'll femme it up because I'm like, I see what you're doing. So fucking time to drink some
time
water.
Time to get jacked.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Gotcha.
Well, not too jacked.
Right.
No. I don't want to look too, I'm trying to look friendly.
Right. Approachable.
Well, friendly. So I'm trying to look that.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty friendly. Don't make me want to vomit. I can look at one. Speaking of which, we asked you what your soft spot was.
Yeah.
You're all over the place. We're going to touch on all of them because I think that they all lead to bigger conversations.
Oh,
But the idea is that our show, we want to know what people go to all the time for, you know, when you are stressed out and you just, whatever, you remember something from childhood or whatever that just makes you feel like from
a
safer
time. Good place in your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so,
it could be a smell.
And it's so interesting timing. Oh, I actually do have a smell.
Oh, what's your smell?
Well, I love pine, like the smell of pine because it reminds me of Maine. And I always loved cinnamon until I put cinnamon oil on my neck one time. Maybe it was like 6 years ago. I had a freaking allergic reaction.
Oh, my gosh.
So now that kind of put a damper in that.
Yeah. But you still got that pine.
Still got the pine. Thank you. It's such an interesting, it's a very like pertinent time for you guys to be asked this. I just started going to therapy because I don't have good like life coping skills.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm always just like stress or work, or I'm just like get like very like focused on something, and then I don't have like good ways to like really tap into feeling calmer. So I've been really trying to do that more and be more aware of it, because like food or alcohol aren't necessarily positive ones.
I feel better. I feel calmer just knowing that you are also terrible at it, because so am I, and that makes me feel better.
You know? That's why you guys are so funny.
You know, but I mean, how are your coping mechanisms? They're
terrible.
But that's what I'm saying. It's the sense of community that really helps out.
But I think that I have very much a calm facade.
Right. That's the problem, is everyone
And I think everyone thinks that I am very calm about things when I'm freaking out on
the
inside.
Oh, really?
When really you're just great at makeup.
That's true.
That helps
a
lot.
The combination of makeup and Botox, I just look like I'm
Botox.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Just started getting Botox.
I'm excited to get it.
It's so good.
I haven't gotten it yet.
I'm all Botox, and I got fillers, too.
Ooh.
Good for you.
I'm coming out swinging.
I thought you looked good.
Thank you. I'm coming out swinging.
I was like, I'm mad she's a lesbian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what you want,
Bam.
Right?
Bam. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Fillers.
But not, like, politically mad. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, freeze that quote. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm always covering myself.
I'm dick mad.
I'm always... You know what? Because I'm dyslexic, I have a hard time with tenses anyway. Like, verbs, nouns, I have a hard time with that. So I was trying to incorporate using they, them to be gender neutral, but because of the dyslexia, that really is hard.
Yeah.
So I've messed it up a couple times, and then I make it worse by being like, oh, well, I'm trying to be respectful. I don't, you know, I don't care. I mean, I do care. I mean, of course, I reckon, you know, race, class, and gender, socially constructed, like, blah, 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 blah. So, like, I just have, like, a freak out. So what I started saying, if it was gender stuff, I'll say, oh, you know, there's a penis man, not that you have to have a penis to be a man, but and that vagina woman. So I make things much longer and more complicated because I'm trying to make sure that it shows that I'm trying to say the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
I think as long as you're trying.
Eventually, we're never going to have actual conversations because the identification process of the conversation will take so long that then it's time to go because the subway's here.
The 2019 FabFitFun Spring Box is on sale now. Treat yourself with items such as a hot pair of sunglasses, some moisturizer from Tarte. There was some mascara in there. There was some foot cream, a necklace.
Foot cream. Some real nice foot cream that I've been using on your feet.
Yeah.
With no complaints.
No complaints here.
And those sunglasses are awesome.
They are
awesome. They're really great.
Do you love discovering new products? Yes. Are you a beauty and fashion maven constantly on the hunt for the next best thing?
Absolutely.
Yes. Ever read about or spot something online that you've always wanted to try but never have? Then you must try FabFitFun. FabFitFun allows women everywhere, or dudes, to discover new products as well as including rave review must-have brands that you know and love. It's like Christmas four times a year.
It is. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box delivered four times a year with full-size beauty, fashion, home, fitness, and wellness products for just $49.99 a box. These are full-size products. They're not samples. The foot cream we already talked about, that's a full tube. You got at least another 6 months of that coming to you.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And I've discovered a lot of my new favorites. I discovered in the previous box some eye cream by Dr. Brandt that I'm like totally hooked on. And I love the Glam Glow, the bubbly masks.
Oh yeah, you
love those. You look kind of like a zombie when you have it on, but it like tightens you up.
A zombie who really cares about their skin.
Exactly, a self-care zombie. And Mother's Day is coming up. And I'm a mother, so.
Oh, crap. It's a good thing this came up.
This is actually a really great thing to get your mom. Mm-hmm. No lie, I'm getting it from my mom. It's so much better than flowers. If you think about it, you spend a buttload of money on flowers, and then what do? They die after a few days. But this is the gift that keeps on giving.
Because it's full-size products.
It's full-size products that will last you for months, like several months. Any mom, no matter what your mom is into, is going to be into this.
It's a box full of fun stuff. Yeah. I mean, more do we have to
even
say?
Even my dad gets FabFitFun, and he loves it.
So sign up for FabFitFun today. These boxes always sell out. Use our code SOFTSPOT to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code SOFTSPOT to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. You're making money. Go to FabFitFun.com and use our code SOFTSPOT to get $10 off your first box.
One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. It was designed to make brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and even enjoyable, and dare I say, more chic. Because that is a fancy-looking toothbrush.
If anybody breaks into your house while you're brushing your teeth and sees you brushing your teeth with your Quip toothbrush, they're going to think you're rich.
They're going to take that toothbrush, and they're going to think that there's a lot of other good stuff in your house, too, because who could possibly be brushing their teeth with such a fancy toothbrush?
Absolutely. I have used several electric toothbrushes in my life once or twice and been like, I don't care for it. And then this one, I love it.
It's great because it's gentle enough on your gums. It doesn't like slice you up.
No, you get
a nice good brush, and that's like a really important place to brush. Why do I know that? Because my father is a dentist.
He is.
But brushing right at the gums, that's a really important place.
Hey, does your dad use Quip?
He does use Quip.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Malloy, Dr. Timothy J. Malloy of Friendswood, a cosmetic dentist, uses Quip.
Houston, Abouya, Texas, where Beyonce's from.
That's right. There's a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you to switch sides, which is super important because if that weren't there, I would be just staring off into space and only brushing one side really well probably calling it a day.
You know why? Because that massage feels so good. You just kind of zone out.
You do zone out.
It feels really good.
It does feel really good. The brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5.
And that's why we love Quip. So they are backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. It starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com and put in /softspot, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip, getquip.com/softspot. For your first refill pack for free with your toothbrush.
Go do it.
Does researching insomnia on the internet keep you up late at night? Are you obsessed with your own ailments, self-diagnosed, of course? Then I have a podcast that will speak to you.
We're No Doctors is a weekly comedy podcast hosted by hypochondriac Steve Agee and his special guests. Join Steve on a weekly journey to discuss health issues, obsessions, and opinions.
We're No Doctors covers everything from childbirth and MRIs to acupuncture and depression with special guests and fellow hypochondriacs like Mark Silverstein, Esther Pavitsky, and Nicole Sullivan.
You won't want to miss an episode. Subscribe to We're No Doctors on Himalaya, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Diagnosis? Interesting. So you're coping, but you're bad at coping mechanisms. I like that you said you like pine because it reminds you of Maine.
Reminds me of Maine.
That's very this show.
It is.
That's very this show.
It reminds me of, okay, Moses Storm, his soft spot was Home Depot.
Specifically the smell.
Yeah. Wow. And he got a cologne made that smells just like Home Depot.
Yeah.
But it's very pine heavy because they got the wood. So but it also has like
carpet.
My
smell in a Home Depot that I think is a source of that good smell is the chemicals
the
that they use to
that
make.
You steal.
Oh, that would be the most uncalming smell. Red Bull.
Oh yeah.
To get. Woof.
But the stealing it part is very calming.
Well, I used to steal all the time.
You go in. It's on the way in. You got to. How are you? What am I going to shop without a Red Bull?
Absolutely.
So I'm like, I go in there sleepy. I come out. I'm going to build a deck.
Exactly. Totally.
It's what they want.
Let's get to work. That's true. They're trying to make you get amped up and motivated. So you're building a house.
That's why
complex.
I thought it was there. I thought it was complimentary.
Absolutely agreed. 100%. Did them a favor.
New carpet smell, which I think I've heard you say makes you feel sick.
Yeah.
I
like that smell too.
It's so good. It reminds me of my grandparents' house.
Yes. How do you feel about gasoline?
Love it.
Me too.
Love it.
So do
I. I can't. There are some bad smells. There's got to be some bad smells that I like.
Yeah, like babies. Ugh. Now you throw gas on a baby. We're talking.
No, I can't stand the smell of gasoline. Like, ugh.
It makes me think of my dad, like, filling up his car.
Yeah, me too. I'm very nostalgic about the smell of gas. I love it. Yeah.
And I do like pine because Maine, so I'm from, like, just rural Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that this was actually, you know what? This is making me recall a healthy coping thing was I would go for walks in the woods where I'd be like, and I even now sometimes when I'm in arguments with someone, I'll be like, I just got to take a walk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed sometimes they don't understand that. They'll be like, you know, are you like, you're leaving the conversation. I'm like, no, I just got to clear my head. Just let me walk around for like 5 minutes, pace.
Yeah.
And then I'll go back and do it. But I used to do that in Maine. I would just, you know, I remember when my parents getting divorced, they'd be in big fights. I would just go walk around, breathe
take
in the
a
air. Then I started smoking cigarettes and weed. So I'd be inhaling the cigarettes and weed, less healthy.
Yeah.
But there was still pine around.
See, that's the smell I love, cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
My bitch lover. Oh my God, I love cigarettes, but I don't smoke them anymore.
Me neither.
But when
good
I walk
you.
Past
Thank
someone
you.
That smokes them, I'm like,
me too.
Mm.
Oof. An Oof. Uber driver gave me a cigarette on Friday.
Yeah?
He was like, do you want to smoke? And I was like, okay. And then we smoked a cigarette together, and it was beautiful.
Still talk?
No, we should. I got to hit him up. My man.
He's like, I feel like you only call me when you need a ride.
Right. Like, yeah, that's accurate.
If you're friends with an Uber driver, is it awkward? Because it's like, if he gives you rides, it's like being friends
should
with
I
a prostitute.
Pay on the call. Yeah. I have a friend who's an Uber driver, and I've paid her to bring me to the airport when I maybe would have asked. Now it's like it's a checkmate, I feel like.
This modern world.
Right.
It's too hard. Forget it.
You gotta Venmo everybody for everything.
Totally. Yeah.
Just to be safe, even if you just say hi to someone, just Venmo.
Yeah, here's $5. Sorry to bother you.
They don't
you.
Have to take it.
Right. Better Venmo me back what I Venmoed you.
I love the smell. I love all the woods. I'm big into the woods.
Yeah, the woods.
Smells.
Totally. Like it, and that's definitely very nostalgic because I don't smell that anymore. I mean, living in New York, I don't really smell the woods.
You know, it's interesting.
I miss the filthy New York smells.
Like what? What are the filthy New York smells that you like? Urine?
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought of, too.
No,
I don't like urine.
I don't like the smell of urine.
Okay.
I don't. But I don't know.
Body
odors?
No.
Because that's... Oh.
Well, that's how you know it's
If you get light little... you know, like walking through Chinatown on a hot day.
Yeah.
It doesn't smell good. Definitely doesn't smell good, but I miss that smell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You must really miss New York then.
I fucking do.
You mean like hot, Chinatown smells like hot old fish.
Yeah.
Left out in the sun.
I know,
yeah.
But it's such a visual smell. There are so many gnarly components of it.
It brings you back to it. That's definitely missing.
B.O. B.O. makes me freak out when I smell it. Because that means I missed my stop in Williamsburg.
That joke is a little outdated because
they don't
now
do that anymore?
No, now it's a bunch of finance bros and chads that live in Williamsburg.
Oh yeah, now
you gotta push it a few more stops down.
Now if you smell Acqua Di Gio, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah,
totally.
No, it's not Acqua Di Gio. It's like Creed. That's
Creed.
What those dudes wear.
I don't even know what that one is.
It's the British Royal.
It's like
cologne.
Fancy.
It's like $3.50 a bottle.
Really?
Yeah. It's specifically formulated for finance bros named Chad.
Mm-hmm.
That's like
you have to
smell.
Show ID to get it.
Yeah,
maybe I should try to wear some like a pine cone scent. Maybe that would be like a relaxing
well, we
thing.
I got something for you.
I
got something for you. We could ask Mo because that is a good smell.
I mean,
and
making
I
your own scent seems that's it. I've never even thought to do
I
that.
I think he had someone.
Yeah, but Moses
make it,
has all
right?
these weird ideas. You know
I
what I mean?
I see that.
But so the Fraser, it's called Fraser Fir candle. It's
Oh, yeah, candle. How did I not think of getting a pine candle?
No, sorry. It's called Thyme. THYMES. Thymes is a brand of candle. And their pine candle is head and it's not even close.
Huh.
Their candle is so good.
Really?
The only reason I don't buy it is because I know you don't like pine.
That's not true.
You said you don't like Christmas tree smell.
That's pine.
That's true.
Yeah.
But that's like super pine.
Yeah,
that's like they overdid it.
Yeah, yeah. I like a cabin smell. I just don't want to smell like it's like Christmas Eve, like too much.
Right.
I don't want too much. I could take a little, you know.
Aromatherapy is a real thing though, because I've got this friend that's really into like oils.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And she says before she flies, she has a special flight oil jasmine that she puts on
mm-hmm.
herself.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't do much for me, but she said that she's like it's a real thing. Like it has like an effect in your brain when you smell it. That mm-hmm. then that can calm you down.
I mean, smell is the strongest. This show is about nostalgia. Mm. Nothing is quicker and more to the like gets you. Like just hits you in the tummy like a smell.
Yeah,
it really brings you back.
I had this stepmom that I really didn't get along with from a couple. She's not my stepmom now, but she had this really distinct perfume, and I remember like I would know when she was like coming in the house because I'd smell it. And I bet if I smelled that now, oh god, I'd probably punch someone.
PTSD,
who ever has
man.
It. Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. That's a good name for a cologne.
The college years, you made it.
It reminds
through.
You of that guy you dated.
You're like. Ugh.
That's hilarious. Okay, so pine is a good smell.
So
but
pine's
that's
a good smell for me.
Then you also mentioned peanut butter, which I think is going to hit a lot of people.
Yeah.
Peanut butter is one of those foods that just makes you feel like, you know.
It's very comforting.
I could go through a whole jar.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why
it's
you gotta.
Scary.
It is.
Because then that's not comforting because then you associate
then
it
you
with
feel,
guilt.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, shit.
Yeah.
But I've like changed my relationship with it now is like I definitely do have those. Oh, but God, when you're too much peanut butter. Like when I was in high school, the sick, and it's like you're like choking yourself in your throat. You're waterboarding
you're drowning
yourself.
Exactly.
You're just like
you're drowning in your own gluttony. It's awful.
So I've had that,
mm-hmm.
but the relationship with peanut butter has carried through because I don't remember when it started being. It was like always something I could make myself because mm-hmm. when my parents got divorced, I lived with my mom. I mean, I lived with my dad. My sister lived with my mom, and my dad was not a good cook, so I would always be making like peanut butter sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys just come together to do dodgeball?
Yes, yes. And we would do, and I would remember the peanut butter, and then when I started smoking pot, I would be like binge eating the peanut butter.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That was bad. But then I was college, peanut butter was like back to being good again.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the years, that's just like always something that I'll have. And it always makes me happy, even though it's like so easy to make.
Right.
I've gone through fluff. honey.
I fucking love a fluffernutter.
Love
a fluff.
Yeah.
Oof. Love
a What's your favorite brand of peanut butter?
Skippy.
Yeah, Skippy.
I mean, I know. It's like Heinz ketchup. Like, what are you going to do? Make it better?
Yeah, totally. It's so not good for you, though.
No.
It fucks you up.
I like the peanut butter.
It does. It's so much sugar. It's like, if I'm being really healthy and I eat Skippy peanut butter, I'm like,
Oh, yeah. I haven't looked at how much sugar is in Skippy.
All the sugar is in it.
Oh. I like the peanut butter company.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If you're being honest.
Yeah. Really? No, for real. I love it. Because I don't like super sweet peanut butter. But really? I love all the flavors. They have cinnamon raisin.
It's good.
They have white chocolate.
I haven't had that.
It's pretty good. He hates white chocolate. It's good. It's so good on
the
Oreos.
The peanut butter company is really good. And they have a store in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not there anymore?
I don't think so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The one that was over by the cellar?
Yeah. No, that closed a while ago. Yeah.
Because that's a good one. That's like, that would be a good one, I feel like, if I was like, I would say if I was trying to be like, that would be like, I'd be proud if that was my favorite one. Because that's like,
I know exactly what you mean.
It's like an intellectual
one. You don't
want
to admit it.
Right. Yeah. Skippy peanut butter, they have a maple one.
Right.
They have a maple one and they have a honey one. They have a bunch of different ones.
It's very classy and it's like, it's a good.
They have a dark chocolate one.
That one's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not that like super high grade organic shit that tastes like garbage.
No, I can't do that.
No one, I'll try to have that. I've tried mixing that one with Skippy to like balance it out. It's very sad, actually, and it doesn't work.
I cut my peanut butter with organic.
Can't have the hard stuff, yeah.
It's like I mash up Guns N' Roses with Beethoven just to see if I feel a little more elevated.
To be more well-rounded.
It doesn't really work. Smell is one, but food, man, there's something about that.
Oh, yeah, food is like the ultimate.
Mine is
comfort.
Maple, like syrup or any kind of maple flavored thing brings me all the way back to where like everything was fine and I didn't have any problems, you know, whatever, because I was like six. And like if I was eating maple, I was having pancakes. And if I was having pancakes, it was Saturday.
Totally.
You know, we didn't have pancakes before school. Are you crazy?
Maple syrup is a happy one.
Yeah.
Totally. And then it's like that's good memories of like your parents like cooking it and all that. I've got bad memories of maple syrup too, though.
Well, it sounds like this divorce really did a number on you.
because then I remember my mom, to kind of bribe us to come over, would cook us waffles like on like a Tuesday morning.
Right.
And then I was overeating waffles.
Right.
I was a big kid for a little while.
Yeah.
But normally maple syrup is so happy.
Yeah.
Because it's like, and then it makes you think of the pine too and like the woods and stuff.
But as sticky as that stuff is, if it can't keep your parents stuck together, then what's the point? You know what I mean? It's a shame.
It's true.
What are your most childhood?
My
like,
feel good taste?
Yeah.
My grandpa used to always make me banana pudding.
Ooh.
Weird.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my grandma.
It's yummy, though, but it's
with, like Nilla wafers on top.
Yeah.
That's
like
your grandpa.
He would do it layered. He would layer, like, banana slices, a layer of pudding, banana slices, cookies, whipped cream, cookies.
Ooh.
Like, it was like a lasagna.
Yes.
It was insane. And I was like, oh, my God, you cooked for me.
It's like if Garfield was a monkey.
He did.
You cooked for me. You made this out. I didn't know that it was a mix at the time.
Right.
I was like, he's a genius.
Just blown away.
Yeah.
My grandma used to always make me roast beef. I remember going to her house, and then she'd have, like, a roast beef, and then she would be cutting it up with, like, roast beef and potatoes.
Oh, that red. You put a little salt on that?
Yep.
Mm.
And my dad was a vegetarian, so it was, like, so
more
exciting.
More meat for me.
Yeah.
More meat for me. And I loved that smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the smell of a roast. I am a longtime vegetarian, but I still love the smell of a roast.
Will you eat banana pudding now? Because I remember for a while I wouldn't really eat roast beef because I just was like, no, that's such a special thing. Like, you only have, like, with your grandparents or something.
I never make banana pudding. I never think about it. But one of those, like, bougie ice cream companies made a really good ice cream version of it, where it's basically just a frozen banana pudding with, like, chunks of super rich vanilla ice cream. I don't even really vanilla ice cream. But it was like... I can't think of the name of it, but it's one of those things where it's like 600 calories per cup or something. And I would eat the whole thing and then cry.
Sure. Yeah.
So
totally.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't mention, because you said your mom brought you over for waffles on a Tuesday and you're...
Yeah, she would make those freaking waffles.
And when my mom took me to a pancake, everyone knew that in my family knew that I was obsessed with pancakes and syrup. So my mom took me to a pancake breakfast one morning during the school year, and I didn't have to go to school on time.
Oh boy.
And took me out for pancakes, and I got pancakes, and then I was like, something's up. And she was like, oh, I'm leaving.
Jesus, like, I didn't know if you were going to go there, but
yeah,
I did.
Yeah,
wow.
And you know what's crazy? It was almost like a script. She didn't tell me while I was eating the pancakes. Who's that mean? Like, right. I know you love pancakes. I'm going to tell you this right while your mouth is full of pancakes.
She waited till the end of it?
No, she waited till we were driving home, and she stopped at a railroad crossing while we were waiting for a train to go by, and she's like, oh, by the way, would you mind if I left? And at a railroad cross, it's like, it was poetic in a way, you know? I mean, the only way she could have done it more is if there was a fork in the road.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You okay if you go this way and I go that
but
way?
But I don't associate it with a sad memory, so that's okay. And I still love pancakes.
Wow, that's so, because that is something where, well, actually, and now that we're thinking about this, when my parents did tell me we were getting divorced, I remember they let us go to Subway and get like whatever kind of sandwich we wanted.
Yeah.
Because it was like, you know, we have something to tell you. And then they told us. And then I remember.
But how's that roast beef?
Exactly. Exactly. And then I was like, I remember too, trying to like hustle it where I was like, okay, get a sandwich. Can we also get a rated R movie?
Right.
And they were like, I mean, sure. So I was like, yeah, we got Dumb and Dumber because I knew that they were feeling bad. So then that's how I got that. It's,
Emma, it sounds like it was your fault that they got divorced.
I am no doubt in my mind, 100%.
You mentioned an unconventional one, and I don't want to get too deep into it because it can get dark a little quick, but you said you used porn to cope a little bit.
Yeah, but that one actually is almost like lighter to me than the peanut butter. I don't know why.
Well, there's no calories.
Right, that.
Yeah.
I started watching porn. You know what it is? Because porn to me was like such a way of like self-discovery. Mm-hmm. Like, and there was like, there's like something empowering about being able to just watch other people whenever you want.
You just watch porn once and you're like, oh, anyway. I hate dudes.
No, I like watching straight porn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I like watching, I like watching it. I'll even watch straight porn or gay guy porn. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the deal is.
I've heard that a lot of women like gay guy porn.
Yeah. I do.
I mean, it's double the dicks if you think about
it. Yeah, and
it's a very visual thing.
It's visual, and I like verbal porn where there's like a little bit of a power dynamic, and they seem a lot of times like much more like into each other.
Mm-hmm.
So all my biggest turn on is enthusiasm. So if someone's like really into something and they want to fuck that person, or that person wants to get fucked, sign me up.
Right.
Nice.
So it's always been like a way of me exploring
stuff.
You're
turned on by consensual sex.
Actually, it's so true. It's I guess I've watched porn where it's like one person's really turned on and the other person's not, but that one person being so turned on would be a turn on to me too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just been so, I remember watching, because of the dyslexia too, I can't spell. And I remember I didn't know how to spell stories. Mm-hmm. And I would Google sex stories.
Porn with good narrative.
Porn with good narrative. And I would have to ask my dad, I go, how do you spell stories I need to know for a school project? And he would tell me, and I could spell sex. And then I would go up and type in sex stories. And I would just read, because I was too scared to hit, you know, I was too scared to lie and say I was over 18.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
You're the one that worked on.
It worked on me.
Oh, because you're from
did
Maine.
Did you think they were going to come knock on your door and cuff you? Oh, shit, that's so scary.
Or I thought
so
they'd
scary.
Call my parents.
Right.
And be like, is someone at the house under 18 looking at porn?
Right.
And then they'd be like, fucking Emma.
No, they'd be like, no, we're both over 18.
Right.
So I don't know who that would be.
Yeah, who the hell it would be. And then me.
So
I was scared.
I think relative to most hetero dudes, I've had a very light career with porn. Like, I've never gotten real into it. I'm not going to say I never was interested in it. I was for a little while. But as soon as it got a little disturbing or a little too much, I was just like, out, man.
Yeah.
I do not like it. I'm very into the consensual. I'm very into like, hey, maybe these are just two people that happened to forget the camera was on.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
I like that more too. That's why I like husband and wife porn stuff. I mean, I also like cuckold porn too stuff, but it's, they have to seem in, they have
I also
to,
like cuckold porn.
But they have to seem into it.
I also like the opposite.
Yeah, I like the opposite of that too. Who am I kidding? Were you sexually active at a younger age too? So maybe you didn't need the porn as much as it?
No. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what that is. What's a younger age? I lost mine a week before my 16th birthday.
I'd say that's pretty.
But that didn't mean I was active. That was like a one shot, like, all right, I did it. And then barren wasteland forever. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
And it's probably a sign of
I can't even.
Mental health too. To say you weren't looking at porn all the time is probably good.
Yeah, and also when I was coming up, it wasn't like you had to go find it somewhere or like find a VHS or some shit. I mean, I'm that old, so forget it.
Yeah.
You know, you had to like jerk off to stories an older dude told you.
My sisters and I would always always call the like free hotlines and talk to them and try to get them to say the dirtiest things that we could get them to say in the first 2 minutes that we're free.
Oh, right. Wow.
Yeah.
Was it a turn on for you, or were you just trying to get like...
No, we just wanted to hear
those poor girls.
I know.
They must have been, because they probably knew.
I think a lot of the time, there were a few times where I was like, this is definitely a dude trying to talk like a woman, or I don't know. I was just like, I feel like they're fucking with me. We just thought that was so funny. And I was probably like 11 when we were doing that.
And you could tell that?
Yeah.
Because that never would have occurred to me.
Yeah.
Right.
That I was getting
hoodwinked. I was like, oh, you're trying to fuck with me? You think, I believe that you're a 16-year-old runaway?
Right.
Super hot bod?
Right, who just loves getting fucked?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I talked to someone, I went on this, I used to go on like a lot of like chat room stuff, and there was one person that I was talking to that was a girl, and then I actually was lying and saying I was a guy. And we used to talk like all the time, and then they suggested that we do it on the phone. And I don't know why I thought yes, because I had been lying and saying I was a guy. But it was a guy lying and saying he was a girl.
Oh!
And I was shocked.
So you were a vagina man and he was a penis woman.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
No wonder you're dyslexic.
Right.
I think we pinpointed where it started.
Yeah, they're like, what's your first memory of this?
But can you get into the real quick and then we'll go on, because the next one's really fun too. What do you think chemically is going on in your brain when you watch porn that calms you down?
Wow, that's such a good question. Man, I think it is, if I'm being totally honest, it's probably like a sense of like control, because it's like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this thing that's going to make me feel good for this amount of time. So there's like the control aspect of it. It seems, and so there's that, and then there's also like, I get to like explore anything that I want to explore. So it's kind of like me time, control, power. And then when I'm watching the porn, then that's just like a erotic sexual thing, because I like watching the porn, and then all of that just like feels good. But I mean, sometimes it'll be like with anything that comforts you, it's like you have to be like, I mean, porn isn't, because exercise, you're going to just feel good afterwards because you've got endorphins. With porn, sometimes it'll almost be like...
There's a depression.
Depression.
Yeah.
Yeah, where I'm like clocking in for it, or I'm like, oh, here we go again with the porn.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it's... So then it's, there's just kind of like a low. But normally I think it's just feeling... Yeah, it's kind of like excitement, feeling good, control, and then normally I'll feel good afterwards.
Yeah.
Except as I told you guys after I saw that movie, Hot Girls Wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The truth.
What a fucking
man.
Boner kill.
Nothing
Yeah.
When they said the line, when they were like, we can't believe that there's like older men out there that think that these young girls don't want to sleep with them, but then we really do. Like I used to Google like stepdad and uncle porn would be like an older guy and a younger girl. And she'd be like, no. And then she'd be like loving it. When they were like, who thinks that anyone would want to watch that? I was like, shit, me. I did. I thought there was some shot in hell that they wanted that.
Yeah.
And then they said no. They're like, it's, you know, it's the worst thing ever. And then that was super, like, I was like, fuck.
I remember exactly which story you were talking about. She was like one of the smaller, younger looking ones, and she got cast because she looks underage, and he was just like
so gross.
Ugh.
But what I liked about that was I'd be like, oh, but see, even though he's not physically attractive, that
she can see something in him.
She can see something in him.
Yeah.
That is the most positive thing I've ever heard.
She sees the real him.
That's so sweet.
That raw animalistic.
Emma,
like,
you don't need porn. The porn's inside you all along.
Oh, thanks, Julian. Thank you. I discovered myself. But yeah, that's what I liked. And then hearing her say that was like, damn.
Yeah.
She was like, she seemed really traumatized by the whole thing.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much interest in porn would you say you've ever had?
I don't... It's not something that I think about super often. I think... I watched way too many of those, like, the Hot Girls Wanted, and then the one that after Porn Ends or whatever, I watched three of those, and I feel kind of like...
Those are the supersize me of
I know. Exactly.
It's
and
like
so
you can't go back
I don't
to
even really
that.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Because I feel so bad.
What
for...
about amateur porn, though? Do they talk about that in those?
No.
Not really.
Because
a
really
lot of the ones
that.
I watch are amateur, like, almost...
I think some people are just into making video and then submitting it.
They fucking love it.
They do. And they love knowing that people are watching it and getting off to it.
Mm-hmm.
So for those people, I'm like, good for you. Right.
In a sense, that should, I mean, not to put all these people out of a job, but like that should be the only porn is people that, you know,
totally.
Want to put themselves out there.
I
and
believe
it's not for money,
there is,
and it's not
like,
for, you know.
I believe that there is empowering porn. I remember I watched a show about a woman in, I want to say she's in Spain, and she makes porn that is catered to women's fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
And she has women submit fantasies, like short stories, and then she shoots them.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And she, there's pretty high production value, and she has a lot of people, a lot of the women that she casts have never done porn before.
How much dialogue is there?
I remember the one that I was watching the making of was like, it was a woman who was giving a piano recital and there was a guy going down on her while she was playing piano.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So
that's
good. So it was like, yeah, it was like a Danielle Steele porno, kind of.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I like that more than I would have thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice. It mm-hmm. felt like art.
Totally.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And then the only thing getting fingered was a piano.
Right.
And they had to cast someone who could actually play the piano,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. With that one, it was the woman who had written it and submitted the fantasy.
Did the porn?
And she did the porn.
Yeah.
And she was, like, doing these interviews and talking about how
Holy
she was
shit.
Kind of nervous about it. But I think it's, like, a subscription-based thing. It's not widely distributed.
Right.
And the woman who is like, I guess, the producer, creator, mm-hmm. head person. I really need to know her name because I'm sure people
yeah, that's
are curious
cool.
now. But
that's cool.
There's a lot of thought, and everything's very deliberate, and there's a lot of control.
Because there, have you ever
good.
Bespoke porn is a cottage industry, and you can pay. There are services where you can pay them like $1 million,
bespoke
and they will make
porn?
Whatever. Yeah, where they you tell them what you want, and they'll make
oh.
it exactly.
Yeah.
And there, I've heard of one where a guy had a baseball card collection that was worth like many, 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 many thousands of dollars. And he was, it was a source of pain for him how he got those cards. I forget what it was. Like he inherited them from his father or something like that. And he just wanted a porn where naked women ridiculed the collection. So he sent the collection to them. They made fun of the cards for being so stupid and how anyone could ever care about these things. And then they stomped on them and burned them.
Wow.
And just laughed at whoever these cards were and how stupid he was.
Wow.
And that was
wow.
the whole porn.
I would
totally
let somebody
get
pay
it.
Me to do that.
Yeah. Well, it's a family decision.
Yeah.
we're together, all right. So,
I totally get how that could be erotic.
And
yeah.
I just want to say for any listeners out there who this has happened to, because it's new for me and it's I never thought this would happen. The same way it can happen with drugs and alcohol, porn no longer works for me. It actually
really?
Has the opposite effect where if I'm aroused and then I look at porn, my dick goes down.
Interesting.
Yeah, it stopped working.
Is it because well?
Why are you laughing like that? You don't believe me?
She's about to call it.
She doesn't believe me.
It's like, yeah, right.
So.
Well, I'm also thinking about my mom power walking through her neighborhood listening to this.
Well, she's going to stop for a second.
Well, sorry, Debs, but that's going to be my porn now.
Right. Yeah. Or she'll start walking faster. So you're welcome. Helping the exercise. It might be, someone said once that they're like, if you're like really like in tune with the person that you're with, it makes you want to look at porn less because like,
I guess that's what it
you
is
know.
Because I just look at pictures of her.
I get it. Well, because I go through phases like that. Like
yeah.
there was like a while where I wasn't looking at any porn, and but now like with my relationship now, I'll definitely like think about my girlfriend and like can get. And I've gone through phases, different relationships where like I'll think of that. But it's almost like the more sexed up I am, the more I will. At this point, looking at porn is just like ingrained in something I do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it is kind of like it's not where I'm like, ooh, porn. It's like kind of, I
it's
don't
like
know.
Like checking your email, kind of.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
Like about
it.
Once a week, I'll just kind of do it, you know.
Yeah.
Look at the porn.
Just see what's
right.
out there. See what's
just
going
see what's
on. What's trending.
What's going on in the biz.
All right.
And then the other one.
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, so
which
this,
no one saw coming.
I've got no negative memory of this either. So this
okay,
is
good.
One that's pure, just good, happy thing. I love...
Your parents didn't play Backstreet Boys and they tell you they were breaking.
They did not do that. Thank God.
Yeah.
But I remember I've always like loved pop music. Like it's just like feel good. I can feel the effects of my brain when it's like an upbeat pop song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Backstreet, when they first came out, whoo.
it was just so fun. And yeah. I love their moves and the behind the scenes stuff. And I fucking hated NSYNC.
I know. Ooh. I was team BSB too.
BSB.
They were my first concert.
Yeah. See, I've never seen them live.
Oh, man.
And the thing with NSYNC is, it's not about which group is necessarily better. At the time, it was about, like, loyalty and that they had the same manager.
It was like gangs. It was like Sharks and the Jets. You could not be a casual fan of both. You were either passionately for one or the other.
Very fine people on both sides.
Yeah.
You can do it, yeah.
And that's actually how... So I watched that Lou Pearlman documentary. Did you see that?
No.
It's really good. Did you see it?
Yeah, a long time ago, but I did see it.
This is another one, and I didn't know they had... I want to watch that one, because this is... I think this is the one that Lance Bass did.
Oh, I thought it was new. I didn't know there were multiple ones.
This one came out probably last month, but it was really...
Oh, no, I haven't seen
it. It was all about Lou Pearlman and how he orchestrated it so people liked one or the other to pump up sales. Ugh. So Backstreet didn't even know NSYNC existed. He would bring NSYNC into the recording studio and they would sign them under a fake name. So, like, people at his company even didn't know about NSYNC.
What?
He was just cultivating, and then Backstreet passed on this gig and then NSYNC took it, boom, and then they started popping off.
Jeez.
Yep.
Wow.
But I loved their music. I loved the behind the scenes stuff. And then I would always like keep up on them. And then if I, then I'll like listen to Backstreet Boys. There isn't, I love the NSYNC Christmas album. So like, whatever. But, you know, we can't
light a pine candle, put on the NSYNC Christmas album.
We can't all be, you know, totally saints. But I'll listen to Backstreet and that puts me in like a good mood. But fucking watching Nick Carter, in more recent years, was getting tough. Him and Aaron.
It's rough.
Oof. Yeah.
Well, it's like after porn ends.
Florida personified.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, really.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's doing well now. I've seen, like, they're playing in Vegas, and, like, he looks great.
That's good.
You know, Aaron is...
he had a hard time.
Aaron and I was doing... There was a while I was doing, like, colleges really regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was, like, four colleges, and it was, like, right in a row where the college students... And these were, like, small schools. So it was, like... Aaron and I must have been asking the same per college. Mm-hmm. And it was probably
oh, my God.
The lowest amount that you could ask for a college.
Sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but, like, I know as a comedian, like, we don't get that much.
Right.
And for him,
to be a singer. So,
Jesus.
So probably, like, it's, like, small schools, like, the most bargain show you could have. These four schools right in a row were like, oh, thank you for being so easy to work with. And I was like, yeah. What? Happened to you guys.
Who big dicked your tiny college?
Tiny school. Like, who, like, what? And they were like, oh, you know, it's just that the last person was here, like, you know, they were fighting with one of their dancers and, like, they disappeared and it was Aaron Carter.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, we think he was just smoking a lot of, I guess he was like smoking pot or was dating
meth
or something.
Pot doesn't make you fight your backup dancer.
Good point.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. But I can say from experience, meth does.
True. So they said, yeah, and so him and I were kind of, I was going after him on the college circuit for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
This was a long time ago, so hopefully that's all changed. But yeah, Aaron Carter, but he never did much for me.
Oh, that's, my phone's hooked into the sound thing, and Scam Likely is calling me.
Oh, hey.
So should I finally answer it?
Scam Likely?
Yeah, Scam Likely. You haven't had Scam Likely call you?
No.
You must have an Android. Okay, should I answer it?
Yeah, all answer right.
Hello?
Hello, this is Lisa Palmer from Card Member Services of your Visa and Master Credit Card.
Bitch.
Congratulations, you are qualified from Experian
to
lower down the interest rate on all of your credit cards.
Don't believe
it. Is that real?
Is this a scam? It sounds likely. All right. That wasn't exciting. Usually it's like just straight up Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
You
I've been getting tons of calls.
I get people calling me from Marriott. Saying that I want a cruise.
And it's always from a fucking LA number, so I always pick it up.
Mine's always from a New York number.
Really?
So I'm like, maybe it's one of my friends, but it's not.
I always pick it up because it's from an LA number, so I'm like, oh, maybe it's a casting thing.
It is fun to picture the person on the other line, like, holding a huge check for a cruise and, like, having balloons everywhere, and, like, everybody keeps hanging up on
them. Yeah, they're like, fuck off, asshole!
Like, I'm literally trying to give away a cruise.
It didn't used to be like this. I used to make people happy. I'm like, fuck this guy.
I had a Backstreet. Oh, so I'm old enough that I used to hate Metallica because they would take covers away from Guns N' Roses, even though those are real bands that aren't
totally
like fabrications. But like, I understand that rivalry thing. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't like a Metallica song. I wasn't allowed in my own head.
I didn't even know those two were pitted against each other.
They were, well, in the magazines, kind of.
I thought
of,
they were little bitches for the whole Napster thing.
Oh, that
is
was
that
after.
Who sued
yeah,
Napster?
Definitely.
Metallica.
Metallica,
Lars.
Yeah.
So you don't consider Backstreet a real band?
I I knew as soon as that came out, I was like, I feel like this is going to be a problem.
You know what I mean.
Because they really harmonized. And also, Lou Pearlman, if you watch the documentary, he like locked them in a warehouse and they had to practice like 6 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
So they really had to practice.
Right.
Those moves.
So it's almost like they were a real band.
It's
yeah. No. I'll give it to you.
They had to like practice a lot.
What if we play a little game?
Oh, please.
I'm gonna say the name of a member. You say the first word that comes to mind.
Great.
Howie.
Gay. Is he gay?
I don't know. Who's Howie?
Howie's the one with the curly hair, right?
Gay. But I thought he was. Maybe that was just rumors. Speak Spanish.
Oh, okay. AJ.
Drugs.
Okay. Aww. Nick.
Perfect. He's great. I like his show. I like his wife on that show. I mean, I just feel like he just got kind of like jacked with in terms of making. And then, it's tough too because there's been like negative stuff about him, but he was just so, yeah.
Yeah. There
so
we go.
Fun.
Okay. Kevin.
Older.
Yep.
You know what mine is?
What?
Weasel.
Weasel?
I think he's got a weasel face.
What?
Not to be negative.
My mom will fight you.
No. Like, you know how Christy Turlington was a beautiful horse?
I haven't heard that either.
You know, like a beautiful horse, like that's Sarah rough. Jessica Parker has a horse face, but it's like a beautiful horse.
I have a text right here from my
mom. That's a compliment.
Kevin is a beautiful weasel.
We talked about the Backstreet Boys. We talked about them a few weeks ago. My mom said, LOL, you told the whole world that I have a crush on BSB, and yep. LOL, I love it. Exclamation point.
She will
fight you.
Yeah. Kevin's very dark and handsome. He's got like the darker features that are more handsome.
Yeah. Like a weasel.
Yeah.
And I feel like I love
I just
that
think
Deb
of him
thinks
in a trench coat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that Deb thinks the whole world is listening.
I know. She does. She really does.
Oh, that's great that she's figured out how to listen.
That's nice.
Yeah. Because my mom's had a hard time with that.
Right.
She's like, so how does it work? It's on your phone. I'm like, well, it could be on your phone too.
Yeah.
Like, how did it get on my phone? I'm like, hey.
I love it. I think I used to be cynical about pop songs, but now I just love them.
I just love it straight up.
Lance.
Oh, Lance for NSYNC. Oh, so it's hard to have a word association.
Oh, wait. Sorry, Lance is from NSYNC.
But
God, I just had
I met him at this, it was some kind of storytelling show, and he was really, really nice and, like, normal. And this radio thing I'll go on sometimes, she used to have him pop in, and she said that he's, like, just, like, a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
So nice, professional.
He seems like a nice guy.
Who am I missing? Yeah. Howie, AJ?
Brian. So Brian had heart surgery, and then he had cancer. So he's overcome all that. So they're all, like, back together, like, singing and dancing.
Wow.
He
was a little guy, right?
Yeah, he's a little guy.
That is darkly ironic that their biggest hit was Quit Playing Games With My Heart, and he had
heart
cancer.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And he had a huge thing.
Yeah.
I might be wrong about Howie.
They say God has a sense of humor.
Amen. I think Howie actually has a wife and kids, so I think that I got confused about that, and I used to just speculate on it.
He had a very, like, soft, sweet-looking face.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He looked kind of like a gay Mario Lopez.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I love Mario Lopez, too. Like, I just like...
Mario Lopez looks super gay.
Yeah. That's true.
He's good at what... talk about keeping a career in entertainment.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I know.
He's fucking
stained. He does the hotel when you want to get a movie in a hotel.
Totally.
He's the guy that's like...
That's crazy.
These are the movies.
Yeah. He's just like kept in the business.
Who would have known A.C. Slater would be the hustler
right
outlast all of them?
Totally.
I know I told that story. I won't tell that story again.
Oh, I want to listen to it.
I parked in Mario Lopez's parking spot one time. And
How'd that go?
Because it was because I didn't realize he still had a career. And I was like...
What?
Hold on. And I was like, oh,
this must be an old
sign. Joke. Yeah, no. I was like, oh, this is somebody being funny. Like, why would Mario Lopez have a parking spot?
Yeah, right.
And then Mario Lopez was storming through the halls like, who the fuck parked in my spot?
Have you talked about that? You should do a... You should do like a...
A stand-up?
Yeah,
that's never occurred to
funny.
Me. That is funny.
Yeah,
you should do that.
Totally.
Thanks, Emma.
Yeah.
I'm New Kids on the Block old.
Yeah.
So, and I remember...
They were fun.
There was these two hot girls, I was 8 or something, in the mall waiting. We were all waiting to go into a movie or something like that. And she had written NKOTB on the back of her denim jacket.
Hell yeah.
And they were talking to each other. And I was like looking for a way in to like talk to them. And they smelled like hairspray. It was like, you know.
So intoxicating.
And I go, NKOTB, what's that? And then they go, they looked at me like I was
scum of the dumb piece of shit.
And they go, New Kids on the Block, and turned around and whipped that hairspray smell right in my face. And I was like, I literally felt like, how could I be so stupid?
Fair enough.
I saw a picture of them like yesterday online, like on Instagram or something. They were children.
New Kids?
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
were children, and people so used to rip them apart.
Right.
They,
I know.
It's like they were 13.
Yeah.
And they're kind of back now. I saw something. I mean, we'll see, but I saw something where it was like they were on some morning show and they were singing and dancing again. And it was like the boys are back or the band's back together. It was all right. You know, they're out there trying.
They all
I couldn't
tried
do it.
To have like. Solo careers when Backstreet Boys and NSYNC were really like blowing up.
Yeah.
You could tell they were like, I gotta just try to like squeeze a little bit more out of this,
totally.
But it just didn't really happen.
It's a shame.
Backstreet Boys always just kind of made me happy throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
I even like Hanson. I like
music. Hanson
by the
too.
Way, Backstreet Boys, were, I put it on when I was driving in the car with Goldie the other day, and I put on I Want It That Way.
Really?
And she immediately was like, yeah.
She was like, this song slaps.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
She said that, and now I know where she got it. She goes,
is that
this
who's
a bop?
I don't think so.
Oh. Could be.
I don't know. I'm not that cool, so.
Oh, stop it.
Just own it, and it'll could take off.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Emma.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Really
and congrats
fun.
On Vegetarian Not Drinking.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
That's great.
Thank you. Yeah, I do feel a lot better. I used to feel a little bit sick all the time.
Yeah.
And then I saw how healthy she was, and I said, you know what? I want it that way. And here I am.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Tell us where to find you.
On my website, I keep everything. I've got two podcasts, Inside the Closet on Thursdays, Secret Keepers Club on Mondays, and then I keep all my tour dates at emmacomedy.com.
All right. And,
thank you, guys.
That's thank you.
Where do you and Mateo record?
We record in New York.
Oh, you're in New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all that stuff's in New York. But if you hit me up on Instagram, you want to come to a show, and you mention this podcast, I'll get you free tickets.
Great.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey.
All right. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
The soft spot.
Daphne. A podcast network.